Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. I hope you're having the most amazing day ever. Fired up, baby. I'm fired up because I woke up on the right side of the ground. That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. So I hope you're having the most amazing day as well. We're jacked up. We're ready to make a huge difference, right? We're ready to make a huge difference in the lives of others. If all we have to give is a smile, that's good enough. Is that not good enough? That's good enough. I don't have money. I don't have stuff to give away. It doesn't matter. Some of the best relationships I have with people, you know who these people are, right? You got the same friends and people in your circle of influence. They laugh a lot. They smile a lot. They're just fun to be around. You know what I'm talking about? Like they walk into a room, you're like, everybody gravitates. Hey, Joe's here. Woo, Joey. What's going on, buddy? I haven't seen you in a while. Joe's full of smiles. Joe's always just happy-go-lucky. Great listener. Great listener. Joe walks in, listens to everybody. Same story, same stupid joke, same problem. He'll stand there and he'll listen, man. And he did never seem to have a bad day. You know who I'm talking about. Guys, girls, they're rare, but you see them. Hey, there's Susie. Oh, my God, there's Susie. Susie's going to love my latest idea or my dress or my new tie. And always filled with compliments. You know what? Susie may have just experienced a death in the family. Susie might have just lost her job. But you never know that. You know, not bringing everybody down. Then you got old Skippy Bones, right? Negative, know-it-all, Debbie Downer. And you just got to talk like that when you talk about these people. It's like you just have to talk like this because there's no other way that you can describe these people without sounding so incredibly down and boring, right? Debbie, there's Debbie, walks into the room. I'll tell you what, there's more of them than there are Joey. You know what I'm talking about? There's more Skippy and Debbie. I don't know why when I use examples, I always use the word Johnny. When I'm talking about kids, it's always Johnny. I got to go to my therapist. Well, first I got to get a therapist. I've never had a therapist. I got to get a therapist, and I got to ask, why do I always use examples of individuals who end in E? Johnny, Skippy, Susie, Mary, Debbie, you know? It's never just Tom. So I'm going to use the example of the negative individual named Tom, okay? Tom walks into the room. Hey, what's up, Tommy? Well, there I go again. Can't stop it. I might as well just forget about it. I can't do it. There's something there. There's something in my history. There's something rattling around in my cage upstairs in my brain here that causes me to go right to the E at the end. Sammy, Tommy, Joey, Billy. Anyway, Tom walks into the room. Hello, I'm Tom. I was going for a walk last night in a different neighborhood. Had the kids. Kids were on their bikes. I want to go ride down to a different neighborhood. And I'm walking down the street. I'm holding a football for absolutely no reason, except I was throwing a football to my girls, Laura and Paige. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. You know, I got four girls now. I'm trying to make them, you know, football fans and athletes and get away from the Polly Pockets and the Barbies and the American Girl dolls, but it's not working too much. Anyway, I'm walking around the neighborhood. We're throwing a football. Mr. Corporate Executive pulls in. It's 6:45 in the evening. Oh, it's written all over his face, man. Written all over his face. And he pulls in his driveway, glazed look over his eye. Just spent at least 30 minutes in traffic, and I'm being nice. It was probably more like an hour because we live about 30 miles outside of Cincinnati, and if you even dare to try to leave downtown Cincinnati at 5, you're getting home. Getting our neighborhood takes you an hour. So Tom his name's Tom, too. Not really, but that's the name I'm going with right now. So Tom gets out of his nice luxury automobile, walks down the long driveway to get the garbage toter. So it was garbage night the night before. I get my garbage toter at 8:30 in the morning, right after I drop my girls off at school, and get the old Dunkin' medium pumpkin swirl with two cream. Tom walks down the driveway, unloosens the tie from the tight noose to which it is attached to, brings it down about halfway down the shirt, unbuttons the top button, and proceeds to latch his right hand, gripping the garbage toter, to walk that 96-gallon of empty garbage up the driveway to the garage, for which it will stand for another 7 days. And I looked at Tom. Oh, God, did I feel bad for Tom. I was like, Tom, first of all, I didn't say Tom because that's not his name. Truth be told, I've never seen this guy before, so there's no way I would know his name. But he did walk down the driveway as he had his lazy, glazed-over eyes fixated on the 96-gallon garbage toter. He looked up at me. I looked at him. He's dressed like he's going to a senior prom. I'm dressed like I'm going to the gym, or worse. I had a pair of shorts that I've painted every room in our house in over the past 8 years. $3 Walmart special, white paint all over them, and a T-shirt that had been worn all day long and looked ratty. That's what I had on. And a pair of $4 flip-flops from my favorite shoe store where I used the coupons from. Holding a football with about 20% of its original air that we got at Target 3 years ago and I refused to replace because it's perfectly okay and I play catch with my dogs. Actually, I've turned my dog. Ginger is amazing, my border collie. Loves to catch the football. So anyway, my eyes look up at Tom. Tom looks at me and I'm like, hey, how's it going? No, I said, I know what I said because he replied. And he didn't reply in a, hey, it's great to be alive type of thought. I go, hey, how you doing? He goes, I'm doing very well. Thank you. I'm like, oh, that hurt. That hurt to hear because I know you're not doing well, Tom. Tom, I wish I could throw my arm around you, buddy. Belly up to the bar, buy you a pint of Guinness, and just let you in on a little secret, pal. It doesn't need to be this way. It doesn't need to be that way, Tom. I'm telling you, it just doesn't. You can run towards your garbage toter the morning of garbage day. You can sprint to it. You can grab that baby and run right back to your garage, laughing like a hyena, smiling like you ate a banana sideways, Tom. There's a choice. You got a choice. Choose the road less traveled, Tom. Dare to be different. Get outside that corporate entity, man. Leave cubicle hell. I know you got the title. I know you worked hard, Tom. I know they sold you a bill of goods. I know your boss told you that if you just stick it out, give us a couple more hours. Add those hours, maybe even in on a Saturday. You mind making that 30-mile commute? No traffic. No traffic on Saturday, Tom. You can get to the office in half the time. You miss everything that's going on in your family, but damn it, Tom, you're going to get the gold watch. You, as we said on the last podcast last week, you have been identified. We know. We now know. You can climb this ladder. All right? You can age like a president. Okay, you can just saunter down to that garbage toter, completely depressed, lack of energy, washed out like you just wrang a dish rag out of the sink. Tom, you can do that, but boy, I'll tell you, you're going to add a lot of value to our company. And there you go. There you go. Tom walks into the room, and you have that. You get, I'm doing very well, thank you. Sam Crowley walks into the room. How you doing? Phenomenal. Now, the entire room would be pissed off if I walked in, I guarantee, unless it was a bunch of entrepreneurs. I walk into the room, 90% of the people hate me, and the other 10% walk the other way. Can't even stand to look at. How you doing? Amazing. Woke up on the right side of the ground today. Said that to a guy at Kroger 2 days ago. Couldn't look at his shoes fast enough. I thought his shoes had immediately caught fire, or there was something else happening below his ankles. because he couldn't look away and look down fast enough when he asked me how I was doing. He never suspected that I would have had the answer of, have an amazing day, woke up on the right side of the ground, how about you? Right down to the shoes. Looking at your shoes means it's the universal sign that you've lost life, man. That you were dead at the age of 25 and it's taken 50 years now to plant you in the ground. Me? I got bad days. You have bad days, right? But you and me, we don't answer like that. Someone says, how you doing? Having the most amazing day. Woke up on the right side of the ground. What we don't say is, not bad for a Monday. Weekend went too fast. Wednesday's hump day. Thursday, TGIF. Oh, the weekend's over. We don't say that, right? Even when we're having the worst day and all we can give somebody is a smile, we do it. Why do we do it? Because it makes us feel better. You ever help anybody when you're going through some really tough times? Maybe you help a friend move some furniture. It doesn't need to be money, and it doesn't need to be you go and heal the sick. Go help a friend move furniture. You feel better. They pat you on the back. Hey, can I? No, I don't do it. I don't need anything. Just do it for free. Problem is, not a lot of people do that anymore. You know, it's almost like, hey, my church is getting together 2 weeks from Saturday, and we're going to go cut somebody's bushes and mow their lawn. Okay, why don't you do that on a Tuesday? Oh, well, I don't really think I can do it on a Tuesday because I don't get home from work until 7, and then I have to help the kids with homework, and then I have to spend time with my spouse, and then I have to eat a cold dinner, and then I'm going to sleep. And I don't think I can actually fit that in my schedule. So if it's organized, I think I can get off work for a couple hours, 2 weeks from Saturday. Because that's what I do. I plan things out for 2 weeks from Saturday. That's it. I mean, that's most people, sadly enough. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. You might be laughing. You know I'm right. So how do you avoid all that? You talk differently. You talk to yourself differently. I talk to myself. I have the most amazing exchanges with myself in the car, in my house. I mean, it is freaking awesome. I get into conversations with myself. I am enamored. I am entertained. I am enlightened. And I'm fired up. I'm jacked up, man. I have conversations with other people. I get depressed. I gotta leave the room. I start worrying about the human race. And so it adds very little value to me. You know, the best conversations when you're an entrepreneur and you're fired up and focused, the best conversations are with yourself. Great ideas. You know, what am I going to talk about tomorrow? What content am I going to create? I got to reach out to so-and-so. I'm going to speak at an event. Those types of things. You get around other people, it's like, yeah, how's it going? Yeah, not bad, you know. It's like, no, I don't want a part of that conversation. I used to have that conversation. You know, when you're running a corporation or you're any type of supervisor or managerial role, you need to, your handbook states, human resources dictates in your company, you need to be nice to Debbie, Downer, and Tom. You have to. You have no choice. You must enable them. No matter how bad they are, it all starts with a verbal warning, and then it moves to a written warning, and then a one-day suspension, and then termination a year later. Now, if at any point in time they correct course, even for 40 seconds, it goes all the way back to step one. And that's your job as a supervisor, manager. You don't believe me? Try it, okay? And this isn't a four-year-old that you're managing. This is adult daycare you're running. You know what I'm talking about, right? This is an adult daycare that you're running. As an entrepreneur, you have the choice of which conversations you want to be involved in. You have the choice of what movement you want to create. You don't need to wait for somebody's permission. You create the movement right now. Guys, you can do whatever it is you want to do. Host a Google Hangout, free of charge. Shoot a YouTube video, free of charge. Record a podcast, free of charge. Make an ass out of yourself, free of charge. But nobody wants to do that because they're all afraid. Being judged, ridiculed, mocked. Well, look, that's going to happen no matter what. You know, you don't have to lose your mind completely like I have. Can you just lose your mind a little bit? Can you just lose a little bit of that old, stale, bumpy self that you used to be where nobody wanted? You'd be surprised, man. People would never say it, but they probably avoided you if you were being down that day. And look, I get it. It's not about, you're having tough times. We're going through the very difficult time. You know about our baby Susan. God love it, man. One more day on earth she got today. We need a hug every now and again, okay? Yeah, I get it. Everybody needs to be lifted up. Let me tell you, the people on Facebook and Twitter, I mean, it's amazing. You guys have been responding to emails. It's unbelievable, man, the people that are lifting us up. But that's a real problem, okay? And I'm not trying to minimize anybody else, but when you're talking about cancer or a child, I mean, we're talking about life or death. We're not talking about somebody cut you off in traffic or your merchant account doesn't work. You know what I'm talking about? You know, we got to keep the main thing the main thing. You know a real problem when somebody needs to be lifted up. And I am the first one there to lift people up. I promise you, when it is a situation. Now, here's the thing. You can lean on me, but you can't whine on me. This problem that is not life or death keeps arising over and over and over again. And someone talking about me. Did you hear what so-and-so said about me? I can't believe they're out there on the internet and they're saying, look, that type of crap, okay, take that to somebody else. I'll help you through it one time. It ain't gonna, you can lean on me, but you can't whine on me. All right, we can't be a society of enablers or nobody will ever step into their greatness. Can you feel me today? It's a great day to be alive, baby. Great day to be alive. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.